A recent episode of the popular cooking show Top Chef Seattle was filmed in Juneau. The show was taped last August at various locations around the capital city. Some Juneau residents were actually employed to help on set, but everyone was contractually prohibited from saying anything about it, even acknowledging that it ever happened. KTOO's Matt Miller has this report on their experience.
What's up, ladies? Ready to go to Alaska?
Ready to go to Alaska.
Alaska, here we come.
It was frequently called Juno's worst-kept secret when crew members, chef contestants, and judges arrived last August for the week-and-a-half production of Top Chef.
Your quick fire is simple. Take this near-flawless ingredient and make it shine in a dish.
Location scouts earlier had checked out various locations around town. The owner of Tracy's Crab Shack, Tracy LaBarge, says they were told a week ahead of time that producers were coming, but actually being selected as a site for a cooking challenge? That was last minute.
So we actually opened for the day, and we were getting ready to open and start serving, and they just swarmed in and called us and said, we're going to be there, and so we shut down, and that was it.
The state contributed $190,000, and the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, which gets much of its funding from self-assessment of the commercial fleet, kicked in about $60,000 for the production. State, ASME, and Juneau Convention and Visitors Bureau officials all say they helped with location scouting or tracking down props and set dressings. JCVB's Elizabeth Arnett says they also suggested Juneau residents to sample the food during a cooking challenge at the Gold Creek Salmon Bake. She estimates that Omission Productions from Los Angeles brought in about 125 crew members and put them up in three hotels.
It was a huge influx of money in August for Juneau from this production.
In addition to Tracy's Crab Shack, the Governor's House, and Jorgensen Bed and Breakfast, production crews also set up cameras at Thunder Mountain High School, Eagle Crest Ski Area, Safeway, and Alaska Glacier Seafoods in Auk Bay. Here's show host Padma Lakshmi during the judging of a chef contestant at the Salmon Bake.
The locals never use chum. It's what they use to feed the dogs. But they thought that yours was very delicious.
Luke Fanning says it was so delicious that it was actually his favorite. A Juneau banker and commercial gill netter, Fanning and his wife sampled all the dishes served up during the cooking challenge.
It was really a lot of fun. Both of us are really interested in telling the story of Alaska seafood and that it's wild and sustainable and pure, and we think it's a great product. And so we were just really excited to learn that Alaska seafood was going to be showcased on a national scale.
Fanning and his wife signed non-disclosure agreements preventing them from saying anything about the production until this month, along with 100 other Juneau participants and a handful of business owners like Tracy LaBarge.
Just dying to tell people and just trying to encode, you know, watch TV, watch this channel, you know, but we can't really say anything. It was fun. It was really fun.
LaBarge can now tell anybody she wants about when Top Chef came to Juneau, an experience that will likely give her business a certain cachet among food-loving visitors this summer. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.